listener production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Victorian nurses and midwives will meet today and decide whether or not to take industrial action for improved wages and better working conditions. A statewide meeting this afternoon will reveal the results of the industrial action ballot. The union has been in talks with Spring Street since October last year. The current enterprise agreement expires today. A routine traffic stop in Albury has resulted in an alleged drug bust. Police were patrolling the CBD on Sunday morning when they pulled over a Suzuki Swift, the driver allegedly returning a positive drug test. Officers then conducted a search of his vehicle, allegedly locating drug paraphernalia and prohibited drugs. He's been charged and will face Albury local court next Monday. An old quarry has drawn criticism from Victoria's regulator after operators allegedly failed to rehabilitate the site. The quarry, located between Yarrawonga and Shepparton, recently applied to surrender its work authority, but a recent site visit by Resources Victoria officers found the site had not been properly shut down. They say they'll continue to monitor the quarry until it's properly restored. Just a reminder that kids in Albury and surrounds are back in the classroom today, so make sure you drive safe around schools. And if you fancy yourself as a bit of a history buff, be sure to visit the Beechworth Courthouse. It's now home to an exhibition showcasing the court appearances of Ned Kelly and his gang. And as an added bonus, Indigo Shire Mayor Sophie Price says the exhibition is free for Indigo Shire residents.
If you can show us your rate notice or just a driver's licence to show us that you live in the Shire, we want everyone within the community to be able to come and have a look at this beautiful asset as well. So please come along and enjoy it.
Albury's own Jocelyn Bartram celebrated her 100th cap for Australia with a 3-0 win over Japan. The Hockey Roos keeper admits she was very nervous before the game.
I just wanted to put my best foot forward for them, for all coming down to watch me and all the support everyone has given me along the way for this journey. It takes a village to raise an athlete, so I'm just so grateful for it.